You received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association, NRA, running for governor. There's a picture of you at their podium proudly accepting their endorsement. Would you accept the endorsement of the NRA for president?
Yes, I would. I'm a gun owner.
You know, I don't think Richardson is that stupid. He's not stupid like the president is, but why does he keep falling into these same things? I had to make a living, I had to make a living, I had to make a living, I had to make a living. There's nothing wrong with oil, nothing wrong with oil, nothing wrong with oil. I'm a gun owner, I'm a gun owner, I'm a gun owner. Why can't he say something once? I don't understand that. If Russell was asking the same question again and again, yeah, to be a smartass, you might keep giving the same answer, as in, are you ever going to move on, Timmy, because I'm going to keep giving you the same goddamn answer you don't want to hear. Let's see which one of us gives up first, Timmy. I mean, there is a debate technique there, but it's not helping him here. Oh, but the thing about the brains, generally people who repeat the same answer again and again, you know, when you ask Bush, why did you kill 320 convicts when you're in Texas? Law of the land. Law of the land. That's all he could say. He could never give an answer, but he learned law of the land. He learned those four words. And that's what extremely stupid people do. Whatever problem comes, you know, when problem A comes up, you give them these four words. If problem B comes up, you give them those four words. And that's all the monkey's been able to do. Richardson is sounding like that. He can't think. He can't give an actual reason. So I'm a gun owner. I'm a gun owner. I'm a gun owner. That's not an answer.
Gun control shouldn't be a litmus test in the Democratic Party.
Now, that's crazy talk. What he meant was gun ownership shouldn't be a litmus test. Because, yeah, if you live in Wyoming and you live out on the ranch, you got 200 acres and you got no neighbors, what, two, three drunks could come by and own you and your family, hell, for weeks at a time, maybe. Hell, these backward hell holes like Oklahoma, yeah, every monkey on my block's got a gun, so yeah, I'm not going to be the only unarmed son bitch on the block. But no, gun ownership is not the problem. Gun control is the problem. If you got someone saying, yeah, we need all the Uzis and all the street-sweeping MAC-10s we can find on the streets, well, that's crazy. So yeah, that should be a litmus test for a Democrat. Just because you're a gun owner and a Western governor doesn't mean everybody has to have assault weapons. If somebody knows a good reason why everybody needs an assault weapon, stand the fuck up and tell us what it is.
I am for reasonable controls on... I don't want to see Uzis when you're hunting, obviously, but...
No, Bill, you don't get to say that. You said more people need Uzis. You just said that. I mean, well, you said that with your vote. Then you stand up and say, oh, I don't think you should take your Uzi hunting. Well, when the hell do you need your Uzi? Instead of telling us when you don't need an Uzi, tell us why you do need one. Richardson keeps getting everything backwards. I'll tell you where I wouldn't put the nuclear waste. No, that wasn't the damn question, Bill. The question is, where would you put it? What's wrong with people that can't answer a question these days? If you can't answer the simple damn questions, then you really shouldn't be running for president.
But you wouldn't.
This is the West. But, Tim, I'm a Western governor.
There he goes again, just repeating himself. I didn't know until I saw this that Bill Richardson could not think. How did a man who can't think get appointed Secretary of Energy? You're scaring me, Bill. Can anybody explain his extremely F-minus performance here on Meet the Whore?
Let me move on to Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General. You called for his resignation.
Yeah.
You were reluctant to do so earlier because you said he was Hispanic.
Yeah.
And people said, how could race play into that? Just because he's Hispanic and you're Hispanic, you gave him a little more license to do things that you didn't agree with?
Yeah, I did. I'm not perfect.
Oh, my God, did he really say that? Wait, let me guess. Is he going to say it again and again and again? I'm not perfect. I'm no JFK. I had to make a living. Jesus, Bill. There's a whole lot better answer. We'll get to it in a second.
Rather than the lawyer for the American people.
But when you say you did it because he's Hispanic, you're suggesting if he was white, black, or Asian, I wouldn't have done it.
No, this is what I said, and this is what I feel. Look, the guy, a migrant worker's family, the highest-ranking Hispanic in history. There's a human side to politics, Tim, and I'm admitting it. I said I gave him a few extra days. I have called for his resignation. I admitted that. I am not a model of perfection.
Poor Bill Richardson. He's got the worst of all worlds. He's a Democrat, and he can't think. He's pleading guilty to a crime he didn't commit because he wants to be fair to Tim the whore for some damn reason. But why couldn't he just say, hey, I'm Hispanic. He's the highest-ranking Hispanic in history. I didn't want to be the guy to lead the parade to lynch him, okay? It's so easy to say. Why can't anybody say it? It's so easy. When you're innocent, you don't plead guilty. You say, here's why I did what I did. But no, he's up there. I'm not perfect, Tim. I screw up a whole lot. I'm an idiot. I'll plead guilty to anything you charge me with, Tim. I'm not perfect. I'm kind of stupid. I need to make a living. I'm a gun owner.
I believe I have strong principles. I believe that I am somebody that is going to tell the truth. I'm an unvarnished candidate.
I assume unvarnished candidate means he's not very polished, which is scary. If you've been in politics for 25 years and you're not very polished, well, gee, do you think maybe another 25 damn years will get you some polish, Bill? How many decades will it take for you able to answer a simple damn question? What is wrong with you? How is it possible for a guy to get on national TV and fuck up this big? I'm not perfect, Tim. I screw up. I'm an idiot. Vote for me. Yeah, that works great. Bill, how's the campaign coming? How's that money rolling in because a certain victory is assured?
I admitted
that. Well, another example of that, when Brian Williams asked you in the debate who your model Supreme Court justice was, you said Wizard White, who was Brian White, appointed by President Kennedy. He wrote the dissent against Roe v. Wade for abortion rights. When you were told that the next day, you said that couldn't have happened. He was there in the 60s. Well, he served on the bench till 1993. I mean, shouldn't the president know who a Supreme Court justice is, how long he served, and what opinions he wrote?
You know, Wizard White, I love John F. Kennedy. He's my hero in politics. He appointed Wizard White.
I don't have any idea how Byron White got the nickname Wizard. Let's hope it doesn't have anything to do with those Depends he wore before he retired. But Bill Richardson is going through this whole thing about, oh, JFK, wasn't he a good president? Didn't you think so, Tim? I guess he's stalling for time because he can't think. He's unable to, he can't give us the real answer, so he's racking his brain trying to come up with an answer that he thinks Tim's going to like. Why can't he answer the question? If somebody asked me who my favorite Supreme Court justice was, I'd probably say, I don't have one. Now, see, that's an answer that can't come back to bite you, but as soon as you pick a guy out, Timmy the whore is going to run to find everything he ever did. Oh, do you know he did this? What's wrong with you? He's your hero? So, yeah, the best way to avoid that is to say, I don't like any of the sons of bitches. But Richardson is so guilty. How many times has he said, I admitted that. Hey, Tim, I admitted that. What about this? Well, I admitted that. What about that? Well, I admitted that, too. I admitted everything. I'm stupid. I can't think. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. I'm a gun owner.
Wizard White was a legal scholar. Wizard White was an All-America football player.
Bill, did your mind just jump the track? Have you lost your sanity? Who gives a flying fuck if Byron White played football? Are you stupid? I didn't mean for this to turn into a Bill Richardson beatdown. I heard this on Tim the Whore. I put it on tape. I'm listening to it real damn close now since I'm into it. But can you name the last guy that was this bad in a debate or in an interview on television? I can't think of one. I can't think of a Republican that was this bad. He's just awful. He can't come anywhere near answering the question. I mean, the Republicans lie when you ask them, why'd you do this? Then they just flat out lie. When they ask a Democrat, why'd you do this? Why can't he tell the truth? But no, he's out searching. JFK was a good guy, and Byron White played football. But the question was, why did you say he was your favorite if he voted against Roe versus Wade, which he apparently didn't know? But there you go again, sticking your head out. There's no reason to ever tell a lie when the truth will do. When they ask you, who's your favorite philosopher? I ain't got one. Who's your favorite Supreme Court justice? I don't like any of them. So you can't get hurt on a question like that.
But he was also a legal scholar. By the way.
You disagree with him on Roe v. Wade.
Let's do a do-over.
Who is your model Supreme Court justice?
Now, he's been caught once. Do you think he learned his lesson? A man who can think can learn. After you've been caught once, you look out for the trap the next time. When you step in the same trap and get your leg broken the second time, You're double stupid. So let's see. Is Bill Richardson single stupid or double stupid?
I would say two.
Oh, my God. He's triple stupid. That wasn't even one of the options. But it turns out he's triple stupid. Instead of saying, no, I ain't got one because they're all stupid, now he picks out two of them. So that gives Timmy the Whore double chances to catch him on something. Bill, what's wrong with you?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who wrote the dissenting opinion on the abortion issue.
Now look at the trap he's fallen in. His first favorite judge was Byron White, who voted against it. Now his favorite judge is one that voted for it. Sounds to me like Bill Richardson has no idea what he stands for or what the judges he's endorsing stand for. Bill, either don't answer the question or tell him you don't know. Quit giving your enemy bullets to shoot you with.
Earl Warren, you know, who led a number of civil rights efforts. But, you know, I did not know that record of Wizard White when I said that. I mean,
so we're off Wizard White now.
Well, yeah, but.
So you endorsed a guy that you had no idea what he stood for. Good thinking, Bill. When you get to be president, are you going to appoint people the same way?
I shouldn't have said that. So I've been in public life 25 years. You're going to find a lot of these. It seems you found them all.
Well, yeah, at this point, what can you do but laugh? Yeah, you're right, Tim. I'm as dumb as they come. You caught me. I admit it. I'm a gun owner. I'm crazy. I'm not perfect. I'm no JFK. I'm a Western governor. It's about background checks. I'm not perfect. I'm an idiot. You caught me. I admit to that.
Well, I'm just trying to set the record and trying to give you a chance to respond, which is fair.
That's right, Tim. Take my head off. Make me the fool. Force me in all these crazy positions. Make me say things that make me look stupid. And I'll admit that it's fair when you're done. Perfect.
Your resumes and other things had always said that you were drafted in Major League Baseball since 1966 by the Kansas City A's. You now say you were not drafted.
Well, at the time.
That wasn't necessary. He knew this question was coming, and it wasn't necessary to say at the time.
If you look at that year, Tim.
There he goes again. That little phrase has got nothing to do with an explanation. Is he trying to think of an explanation? If I was a policeman, I would arrest this guy. If he's standing next to a burning building, I say, what are you doing here? Did you start this fire? Well, Jack Kennedy, you sound guilty to me. Get in the damn truck.
The draft was just starting.
At your third one, Bill, I know you're going to get to the answer eventually because I've heard this, but why don't you get to the answer now? Why don't you get to it this week? Every time you stall and delay, you just look more guilty. I think he's got a pretty good answer for this. If he could ever fucking get to it.
I was offered a contract, $25,000.
Bingo. He finally spit it out. Why did you say you were drafted when you weren't? They wrote me a big, giant check. Sounded like a draft to me. No, I didn't go look, see if my name was in the draft. It wasn't on TV at the time. But when they wrote me the big, giant check, yeah. What would anybody think in that situation? He finally got to the answer. Good going, Bill.
A Houston Colts scout by the name of Jack Johnson, who has a notarized statement.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. It makes you sound so guilty. Not only am I telling the truth, but I know a guy has a notarized statement, which is a hand job. A notarized statement means I was a notary. You had to be in the finance business. I was a notary for 30 years. The only rule that the notary has is you have to be sure whose signature you are notarizing. So if a guy walks in off the street and says, can you notarize this for me? You say, yeah. Give me $5, show me your driver's license. He says, I don't have a driver's license. Well, then I can't notarize shit for you. I could go to a notary right now and write, I was Pope from 1960 to 71, and sign my name and walk into any car business. Again, in the car business, the loan business, you have to be a notary. I could walk in any car lot in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and say, would you notarize this? Give them $5, they'll notarize that I was the damn Pope from 1960 to 71. So what does that mean? Bill, stupid, stupid way to answer a question. If you're offered a contract, let it go. Don't explain that you know a notary. Don't explain that you have that some guy whose name you can barely remember has a notarized statement. And again, he knew this question was coming. I've heard this 4, 5, 6 times. Over the years, this always comes up. You know this is coming. If I got some bullshit question that's going to hit me every time I sit down in front of a microphone, do you think as the years and decades go by, I'm going to be able to answer the son of a bitch? If I can do it, why can't Bill Richardson do it? It's driving me crazy.
I made a mistake. I should have checked.
If I had more time and better editing skills, I would take this 45 minutes, whatever it was, and just edit out all the times where he admitted something or said I made a mistake. I'm human. I'm not varnished. I mean, did he say it 25 times or did he say it 50 times? There wasn't any time to get any damn answers there because he kept having to apologize and say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I screwed that up, shit happens when I'm in charge, I'm a bad monkey, vote for me. Who would vote for this guy after this performance? He needs to save his money, get out of the race right now.
There's nothing more romantic than fantasy. And we can make the war on terror distract them like videos and TV shows with scantily clad women. Cover them with oil, rub it in like lotion, put F-16s in the skies and battleships in the ocean. The voters won't notice. Tell them you're either with us or you're against us, and in the same breath over-vaccinate our soldiers. They'll want to believe these lies are true to the point that even Cynthia McKinney with proof won't be able to convince them that there's a connection between the war on terror and the Carlyle Group. They'll need to believe these lies are true. I said over-vaccinate our soldiers and coat their ammunition with radioactive DU. Fear is the final frontier of the defenseless. If it's logical, tell them it's senseless. You're either with us or you're against us. It's all about confusion. Name it the Patriot Act if it acts against the Constitution. One man, one vote is a joke. You should be more concerned about your family going broke. Poof.
Fabulous! Welcome back to the show. The Catholic Church, well known for its reluctance to interfere with people's private affairs, but that may be about to change. This week, the Vatican came out with what they are calling the 10 Driving Commandments, a moral guide to car usage issued by Cardinal Renato Martino because, quote, driving has become such a big part of contemporary life.
Yes, I too have noticed these horseless carriages scurrying about. That clamor drowns out my gramophone. Get Zooks!
Well, they've been around for like 100 years. Wouldn't you just look out the window? Obviously, I'm not Catholic. In fact, I'm masturbating right now. I thought that would get more. But do you really need 10 commandments for driving? So I was under the impression that all of life was sort of covered by the actual 10 commandments. I understand automobiles were not around in the time of Moses, but was anybody really saying, thou shalt not kill? But does that apply to vehicular homicide? Your Hummers and such.
I was a decent player.
Bill, where are you going with that? OJ was a better than decent player. Do you think that helps him? Do you think he stood before the judge and say, Judge, I gained 1,900 yards. What's wrong with you? No, Bill, it doesn't work that way. What's wrong with you that you can't think? And now he's going to screw up probably the easiest question I've ever heard in my life. He's going to fuck this up. Listen to this.
I was a decent player until I was about 21.
You spent a lot of time in Massachusetts. Are you a Red Sox fan?
This is a major ambush. He ought to be able to see it coming, but no, he's a Democrat. He's too stupid. Watch this. This trap is only about the size. You ever been to Meteor Crater in Arizona? It's, I think, 15 football fields wide, this giant crater. Bill Richardson would fall into that and fuck up. Not once, but twice. He'd fall into it the damn second time, having fallen into it once before. How did I get in this party? Tell me, God.
I'm a Red Sox fan, but I got into trouble in New Hampshire. You know why?
Because Louis Tiant on fundraiser. But now, Governor, this is very serious. In your book, on page 18,
no,
it says...
No, about Mickey Mantle?
You said you're a Yankee fan.
No.
He's already been caught at this several times, and he still can't come up with an answer. Governor, if we give you another 50 years, would you be able to come up with a damn answer? You know, one option here would be to sit there and laugh. He's taken this as serious as the other, you know... What would you do with the radioactive waste? And are you a Yankee fan or a Red Sox fan? He's taken both those with the same amount of weight. A way out of this would be to just sit there and laugh and let Timmy the whore bulldog you for an answer. Tell me, which one is it? Tell me, I need to know. Tell me, goddamn, right now. Red Sox, Yankees fan, what are you? I want to hear it. If you just sit there and laugh at him, he's going to be the fool, not you. But no, Richardson can't do that. He's going to sit there and say, well, I meant to pick the right team. You know, he's just going to fuck this up. Ugh.
I mean, you can have
different views on immigration, assault weapons.
No.
But when it comes to Yankees.
What I said, the Associated Press asked me, if you weren't running for president, what would you rather be? I've always been a Red Sox fan. But I said, if I weren't running for president, I would like to be number 7, Mickey Mantle, playing center field for the New York Yankees.
Because of Mickey Mantle, I became a Yankee fan.
My favorite team has always been the Red Sox.
You're a Red Sox fan.
I'm a Red Sox
fan. End of subject.
Lucky Bill Richardson, I guess after a while, wrestlers start feeling guilty about teasing the poor retarded boy. But, you know, one quick answer to that would be, hey, Timmy, if I was Mickey Mantle, I couldn't very well be a Red Sox fan now, could I? You know, a little sarcasm, a little snap in the answer would shut Tim up. But everybody's afraid of him. He's like Karl Rove. For some reason, you can't piss off Tim the whore. Oh, no. Got to treat him with all kinds of respect. And when he gets bully on you, you got to take it. I don't know where that shit came from. So Ruster gets him to admit that he is a Red Sox fan, even though in the book he says he's a Yankees fan. How stupid.
I'm also a Yankee fan.
Wait a minute.
Yes, you can. Tim.
I guarantee you.
If you got in trouble in Yankee Stadium
or Fenway, you cannot be both.
But I like Mickey Mantle was my hero. If I weren't running for president, and the Associated Press asked me, I'd play center field for the New York. I wanted to be number 7. But I still love the Red Sox as a team.
So after Tim the whore lets him off the hook, he insists on wiggling back onto the hook. Ugh. And the worst part about it, trust me, I'll bet money on this. In the next 6 months, he's going to be asked the same questions again, and he's going to fuck him up the same or worse. Why can't he learn? How many times do you think he's been asked these same questions? These aren't questions out of the blue. These aren't questions he wasn't expecting. He knew these were coming, and this is the best he can do.
Iowa, way back in 88, after the Democrats had not been successful winning the presidency, you said this. One of Richardson's ideas for the Democrats' next try at the presidency is to stop holding their first primary in Iowa because of the predominance of special interest in that state. You still say that?
1988?
Yeah, you still share that view?
No.
You love Iowa.
No, I love Iowa.
I thought
no,
so.
Yeah.
Well, now that makes him look like a pandering whore type of idiot.
I've been campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire. Those voters really scrutinize you, and I am for them staying as number one. I hope they move up their primaries because I believe that those states have, they feel that responsibility of scrutinizing everybody. They're issue-oriented.
So Iowa no longer...
Well, that was 1988. I mean,
So they no longer have a predominance of special interest.
No, I haven't noted any.
Here we go. I got to read this to you. This just crossing. Paris Hilton was taken from a courtroom screaming and crying Friday. Screaming and crying Friday after the judge ordered her return to jail to serve out her entire 45-day sentence. Here's what she did. It's not right, she shouted. The weeping Hilton. Mom, she called out to her mother in the audience. It's not right, Mom.
I've been thinking about women's bodies lately.
Oh, yes.
They're pretty sweet. But not according to the tabloids. I'm a gentleman, and I was always taught it's rude to talk about a woman's age or weight unless you're breaking up with her. But now, the national media has turned into that creepy meth head at the carnival who eye rapes your girlfriend, then guesses her weight. Gee, I don't know what could possibly make a celebrity go on a deadly skin and bones diet. Maybe it's worrying they might be named one of stars' worst beach bodies. Do you think the people taking pictures of cottage cheese thighs might have a cottage cheese face? Honestly. To me, the beacharazzi are the scum of the sea. They even gave Uma Thurman, I'm not making this up, worst saggy boobs. Worst saggy boobs? It's Uma Thurman, for God's sakes. I'm not kicking her out of bed, no matter how far they sag. I'll play with them with my feet if I have to. She's hot. Think about why you go to the beach. You're working hard, you want to relax, get some rays, down a few beers, then leisurely pee in the water. Then, for the 10 seconds you forget to suck in your gut, a perv with a camera leaps out of the bluffs and, Kadeesh, you're winning Star Magazine's Worst Man Boobs Award. Classy move, Star. We're now so weight-obsessed, it's not just when people diet, it's news when people are thinking about dieting. Valerie Bertinelli, ready to get slim. Stay close. By the way, does Kirstie Alley even act anymore? I'm beginning to think she's not even human. She's just a balloon that Jenny Craig inflates and deflates. every time they do a new commercial. That's better. In Hollywood, there's roughly a 4-pound safe zone. 1 pound over, you're a hideous orca. 1 pound under, you're a Category 3 suicide watch. Decide whether someone is fat and go with it. This flip-flopping makes me think tabloids might not be legitimate news sources. So let's stop obsessing about weight. Even Dr. Phil has a weight loss book. Call me crazy, but isn't it a little hypocritical to teach people how to lose weight when you're a bit of a tank yourself? Look, it's hard to stay thin. I try to stay in shape by working out and eating right once a week. And yes, Nicole Richie looks too thin. No offense, but is it really my problem? There's nothing I can do about it. Until I see flies around her head, I assume she's fine. So let's stop with the weight watching and get back to ogling women for the right reasons, because they get you horny. There, I said it. All right.
Well, there you had it. The Big Show number 120 is in the can. Hope you like parts of it. I'd like to thank the subscribers. I'd like to thank the people who send in the occasional check. I'd like to thank the people who are listening to this, who better be subscribers, or shame, shame. I'm going to get to work on show number 121. Maybe it's time for another pig boy beatdown. I seem to enjoy those the most. So this is Barton K-Drag, waiting for the sweet corn. Oh, you ain't never had a good meal till you had the sweet corn and the Chinaco side by side. Oh, it's better than you know what. So this is Bart. I'm in K-Drag, and I'm gone.
Can't fight a hurricane with your missiles and guns. Can't fight a dream at all. Can't fight the hand that says your work is done. Can't fight City Hall. You can't fool a man with an empty belly. Can't eat a promise or an egg. People charge, you know they don't care. Now they're just bad. But you can fly over it. Just the way it all turned out. I've got a